It's Morning Line on KNBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And as I'm sure you know, Cook Inlet Housing Authority is a nonprofit organization that promotes affordable housing here in our community and has some pretty exciting news to share. And welcoming to the program this morning, Cezzy Giroux Hansen. Cezzy is the Director of Public Relations at Cook Inlet Housing Authority. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Line.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here to talk about our Art Place CDI grant.
Okay. So this is big stuff, and there's an article in the paper this morning, and I was reading it on your website. What's the scope of the grant, first off?
So this is a $3 million three-year grant.
$3 million.
Yes. Okay. It's a significant amount of money to come into our community to help us do something innovative with our housing development and trying to merge it with the arts and culture.
Okay, and so who's the grant from and how did it come about?
So this is Art Place America. They're an organization that has harnessed 15 foundations, several federal entities and financial institutions to have a bucket of money to deploy across the country. Normally, they deploy small grants to artists. This time, they came up with this great experiment to give six entities across the country $3 million each to see if we could integrate arts and culture into our community.
So this is a whole new deal.
It's a whole new deal, and we're all learning together.
What's the luck of the draw? How did Cook Inlet Housing Authority get chosen?
So it was a competition. There were, I think, 260 applicants. We went through a pretty rigorous vetting process. The Art Place folks came up to Anchorage, and we had to show our stuff. It was like a dating game. We were getting to know them. They were getting to know us. And we were very fortunate that they saw something in the capacity that Cook Inlet Housing has, in the passion that we bring to our work. They liked the values that we represented for our community. We are compassion, innovation, honesty, and accountability.
The core values.
Those are the core values for Cook Inlet Housing Authority. They saw something in us, and we saw something in them where we thought we could partner and really make a difference in our community and do something different.
Okay, so now concretize that for us. What does it mean?
Right, so what does it mean?
Affordable housing.
Sure.
And supporting connectivity in the community. We know some of these things that Cook Inlet Housing Authority does. But this is a little beyond what we conceive of as the normal scope of the organization.
Yes.
What
yes.
happens?
So this is about process. This is about how can we hear more voices from the community? How can we integrate something different into the way that we develop? We think it will have both a visual impact and a programmatic impact. We haven't put any big parameters around this. It's really about the process of how do we get there? How do we as developers, housing developers, work with an arts and culture sector that maybe has a different process than we do, different timelines than we do? How do you get that to work together? And how do we really engage arts and culture folks who aren't used to working with us?
And there's something I have to interject a little bit, Cezzy. I admittedly do have some artists who are friends, but artists are kind of a goofy bunch. seriously, they think with whichever side of the brain comes up at one time or another, and which is what makes them so much fun. And so
right.
That's where all that creativity comes from. How do you integrate them into the bureaucratic, systemically into the bureaucratic setup? Because, I don't mean bureaucratic in a negative connotation, but that's what we're looking at. How do you integrate those creatives into there and keep your sanity?
Yeah, this is the process.
Okay.
So I'm very fortunate to come from a family of artists. So I know how quirky they can be. I'm more linear than they are. And so it's really how do you find those intersections? How do you find the common ground? We can't stagnate those artists, that we want that creativity. How do we harness it and make it work with our financial department? How do we make it work with the pre-development team who works on a pro forma Excel spreadsheet? This is the great experiment that we'll be doing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we're hoping through community forums we're hoping through the next process, which is a 6 to 9 month process, where we'll do some cultural asset mapping.
You used that term when we were before we went on the air.
Yes.
What on earth is cultural asset mapping?
Right. So we're trying to get our arms around it. It's a way to collect data in a different way, maybe in a more artistic way. You can collect data through photographs. You can collect data through surveys, through speaking, through storytelling. That's not the normal way that Cook Inlet Housing goes about collecting data.
I think of Cook Inlet Housing as being totally quantitative analysis, but you're talking about blending quantitative and qualitative.
Yes, and trying to get a different map, a different picture, so to speak, a holistic, more holistic picture of the community and how these assets can work together instead of working in a parallel fashion sometimes. How can we make them work together to make something even greater for a neighborhood? And that's really where we're trying to get to. And we've been given this great gift of $3 million and 3 years. So we're not rushing into anything. And where we're heading is some community forums and some opportunities to hear from folks. And I'm hoping that your artist friends and your artist listeners will hear our call and will come and be engaged with us and have an open mind. We're trying to have as open a mind as we can and have our really big listening ears on for this process.
Okay. It's sort of an atypical needs assessment process. So says he has made the offer here, artist, that Cook Inlet Housing Authority wants to hear from you. Now, so community forums, and certainly, you know, the development community is going to be in too. So it's really going to be a multidisciplinary effort. What's the vision, or when we talk about, okay, we got this $3 million, somebody thinks that we're doing good work here, now we need to produce, now we get deliverable, we have outcomes. What are we wanting to see happen?
Yeah, so the outcomes, in a very unusual way from a grantor, includes the process. They want to capture the process, all the steps that we take to get to, that's part of the outcome. We think that there'll be some visual outcome, whether that's in the capturing of a different look and feel of a building, or how the whole neighborhood gets engaged. How do places within a neighborhood become more connected to one another and become more connected to the building that we might build? So we don't know, because it's a process, we don't know the final outcome, and they are gracious to say, that's okay, because the process is part of what they want to see. What we're interested in maybe answering is, how can our developments have additional cultural and artistic relevance? And that's a question we haven't really posed to ourselves, and we're hoping that part of this process gets us an outcome that gives us an answer to that. And that could be exciting for the community, we hope.
And I'm wondering about the fact that, you know, Anchorage is one of the most diverse cities in the United States, and Mountain View, the most diverse community in the United States. There are a lot more factors to take into consideration, I would suppose, than maybe what we characterize as the stereotypical American city. Is diversity going to be one of the... I mean, there's a jillion considerations. Is diversity among them?
Yes, of course. Diversity is a word that we've used throughout this process as we've been kind of selling Anchorage and talking to Art Place about what Cook Inlet Housing brings to the table. We certainly represent a huge amount of diversity within our properties. And that's really a core part of what we're going to do, is try and harness the diversity of Anchorage. Working with the municipality, they're on board. They've met with Art Place when they were in town this week. We were fortunate Mayor Berkowitz had a half an hour to sit and chat with the Art Place folks. And I think that's the kind of partnership that we want to move towards and get a lot of people working in the same direction. And then the outcome can be even greater and the impact can be even greater than just this $3 million grant. It can have some legs that keep it going even past 3 years.
perpetuate where that $3 million goes.
That's right.
Okay, so as we're wrapping up here, let's talk about the process is just beginning. There's going to be some studies done. There's going to be cultural asset mapping. So we want to recruit artists for their thoughts and opinions, I'm sure anybody else in the community who's interested. But if I'm an artist and I want to get involved in this project in the process, the creative process, and caring about my community, who do I call? Do I go on a web and look, or where do I find out about these forums?
Yeah, right, prominent on our homepage, cookinlethousing.org. There is an Art Place button now, and we'll be posting all of our information there. We have a Facebook page. We'll post to that, and we also tweet. So you can find us in a lot of ways. And we'll be reaching out, and we look for people to engage with us as well. We will field your phone calls. We will answer your emails. When we look forward to hearing from people and just, I guess, be looking and listening to outlets like this for more information about ways that you can be involved. We want to hear from you.
Perfect. Cookinlethousing.org is where you can go and click your way around and find out. Ceci Giroux Hansen has been our guest, Director of Public Relations, Cook Inlet Housing Authority. Congratulations on the $3 million Art Plates grant, and thanks for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. Tomorrow it's TGIF on the program. Until then, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.